This is the amplified sound of rattling objects inside a shaking cabinet, an art installation brought to Mexico City by Ilya Friedman. He owns a gallery in New York City.
I wanted to use this as a calling card for the gallery to do something completely different.
Friedman exhibits at Zona Maco, one of the largest art fairs in North America, with more than 70,000 visitors and galleries from 26 countries.
Well, Zona Maco, I think, is one of the most highly regarded art fairs in the world. So I think that there is this kind of cross-generational and cross-cultural appeal.
Zona Maco is among dozens of happenings in Mexico City's Art Week, when the growing local gallery scene gets more exposure. Janelle Penner visits from Phoenix and runs Art Culture City, a company providing artistic tours in Mexico City to U.S. art aficionados and collectors.
It's actually an incredible art market, and the reason being is that there is an expansive array of art from the top names in the world to emerging artists.
Penner says Mexico City's Art Week is as exciting and world-class as Miami's Art Basel, but with more art and history.
Being in Mexico City is a very culturally enriching experience, regardless of the time of year that you're here.
Kathleen Chivers is with Penner's tour. She's a collector visiting Mexico City for the first time.
Oh, I think the quality of the art that I've seen here is international quality.
Cheever says the art market here is comparable to those in Chicago and Milan.
It's a fabulous art scene, and it's a fabulous food scene. I have noticed, and so is my waist.
American galleries and artists are also taking advantage of the booming market in Mexico City.
My name is Frank Okenfels III. I use a 3, not a Roman numeral.
Okenfels is a photographer and artist, also known for his advertising and music portraits of people such as rock legend David Bowie.
My favorite Bowie song is Andy Warhol, which is the weirdest one.
Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall.
Okenfels says Mexico City has been an inspiring surprise to him, and he's happy to bring his work to potentially fine customers, but furthermore, to become part of a global art scene.
You know, sales don't always happen at openings. They don't happen at festivals. They happen afterward, and people have a moment to kind of really think of what they really want to basically live with.
Nicholas Fay directs a photo gallery in Los Angeles that has Okenfels among its artists. He's in Zona Maco to expand his market.
The work that we have here ranges anywhere from 2,500 US to 150,000 US. So we really wanted to bring a wide spectrum of stuff.
Fehi says Mexico City can surpass art cities like Miami, as many art collectors coming here are truly interested in the content.
Here, people seem to have a little bit more genuine concern for the work. Miami's just kind of turned into a party town.
Mario Uvense is an art dealer from the southern state of Chiapas and says he's seen a significant increase of international customers.
¿Dónde triunfó Diego Rivera? En Estados Unidos.
Uvense says the United States has helped Mexican artists like Diego Rivera find success. For him, the relationship with the U.S. is very important for the Mexican art market.
Hoy nos une un tratado de libre comercio, pero también nos une profundas raíces culturales.
Uvense says Mexico and the U.S. are tied by a free trade agreement, but also by their cultural roots. And these bonds are well reflected through art. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.